What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, guys, to the greatest podcast on the face of the earth. You are tuned into the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. I've been down a little bit, man, because I had these allergies. It's been kicking my ass. And also, too, I've been crashing out on Celsius drinks and Celsius. If you in the energy drinks like me, you'll notice Celsius is nothing more than cocaine in a can. Okay. I drank one of them shits. What did I drink that guy did? I drank a Celsius a few days back, man. I might have been up for 3 days straight. So, you know, right now I'm about to just go on a little diet. I'm going on a caffeine and alcohol diet for 30 days. And I'm going to try to, like, cleanse my system and make sure everything is okay. I see we got some people checking in. Shout out to Monica. How you doing? Shout out to the brother Mike Donaldson. What's happening? I heard, and look, before I get deeper into this show, let's do a mic check, a sound check. Can you guys hear me? Can everybody hear me okay? Just please comment for me. Can you guys hear me okay? How do I sound? Is the sound good? Guys, I need you. Let me know. How do I sound? I'm good. Thank you, Zabrita. Hold on 1 second, y'all. All right, y'all. See, I had to turn my little on-air thing in the back. It's just some trinkets I got in this room. But, announcements coming this weekend. I'm going to be at the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia. Make sure you get those tickets. That's going to be this weekend. Next weekend, I will be at the Denver Improv. So if you live in Denver, Colorado, shout out to Deion Sanders and Colorado University. Check me out at the Denver Improv. If you are in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm going to be at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama. Get those tickets. Those tickets are moving extremely slow. This show has been on sale. I don't know how long. I guess everybody in Birmingham must hate me or something. I don't know what it is, but I hope that Birmingham, Alabama will pull up on me. So this weekend, Arlington, Virginia. Also, March 15th, I will be airing on a new season of BET's Comic View. I will be airing on that. Make sure y'all tune in to that. And we're going to keep it moving, man, because y'all rocking with me, and I appreciate all the love and the support. You know, trust me when I tell you that sometimes we're doing all this content shit, it gets overwhelming. But I love it in the same. So let me make sure I got this filter on here so y'all don't hear any extra noise. Oh, yeah, we on. That filter's on. Good, good, good. Good. Appreciate you, Mike Donaldson, Pamela K. Everybody's in the building. And now I guess it's time to get right to it. What else did I do today? I took my son to the dentist today. They cleaned his little teeth. One of his baby teeth don't want to fall out, so he probably going to have to get that extracted. So he got the baby tooth sitting there on the side, and then his grown man tooth is growing up under that tooth, so they're going to have to go in and extract that tooth, and that was good today. Then today I didn't do much. Checked out the Cat Williams Joe Rogan interview. That was a fucking snooze fest. I just want to say that first and foremost. Got very sleepy watching that. We saw a different cat from the Shannon Sharp interview. We saw a cat that was very docile, very, I guess, super intellectual cat. But I was looking for a little bit more action. And this is no knock to Cat. We love Cat. We love Joe Rogan. So checked it out. It had me a little bit sleepy. Now, let's go ahead and get into the show. It just can't stop, won't stop for our good brother P. Diddy. So many allegations are coming up. The train is just going and going and going. And based off these allegations, I didn't, nobody never told me that Diddy was the Joker from Batman. I mean, it, the things that are being told, it seems like Diddy is some type of villain in a superhero movie. Like when he dressed up like the Joker, he was really the Joker. A young lady recently called him out, who this lady ended up, she was in a nightclub. And she got pew pew in the face, because I guess you can't say a lot of things on here, but she was pew pewed in her face. And she said that it was Puff or P. Diddy or Brother Love that did the pew pewing in the face. And he ended up putting that off on Shine. And he ended up paying people off. These are just heinous, heinous acts. And it's not looking good. So let's see. I think I got something for you guys. We can see what she had to say here. Hopefully this will... Did it? Damn, it's not pulling up. No. No, no, no. For whatever reason, this is not pulling up for me. Oh, I hate when that happens. Are y'all sitting? Come on. And this is not pulling up. Anyway, the lady says she got pew-pewed in the face, and Diddy paid off the bouncers. He paid off everybody that was in this particular nightclub, paid them off, sent threats to her. People drug her online. And this happened back in 1999. I remember when that happened. I remember when Shine took that sentencing and he went down for 10 years. All I can say is from what I see, there's a thing, right? No matter how, and this is a lesson of how we should all remain humble and have humility no matter what. Because there's a thing called universal law and universal debts. And you're going to pay those. You know what I mean? Whether you believe spiritually in God or whatever your belief may be or whatever your religion is, universal law and karma is real. And it shows up in very, very interesting ways. It's going to come to haunt you. Now, with all of these allegations that are put up on Diddy, listen, I don't believe he did everything. I do believe there are people, since he settled with Cassie, that are just going to show up and, you know, they're going to sue. And, they, you know, everybody wants to get money. Matter of fact, I'm even thinking about suing them, and I never even met them. But I do feel like there was some trauma when I watched Making the Man, and I need to be compensated for that as well. But in that, in all of this that's happening, this seems to me to be universal law and karma that's coming back on this brother. It's unfortunate. You know what I mean? I don't wish these types of things on anybody, but this is typically what happens. So to anybody that's up in position, no matter how much money you have, you could be a billionaire, you could be the biggest star on earth, but trust me, when you do people wrong, you're going to pay that debt. You're going to pay that debt. And if you don't pay it, your children are going to pay that debt. But there is no escaping universal law. And I want everybody that's watching this show, you take that out to the world and just remain humble. It's no reason to be extra. It's no reason, because you know what I'm saying? Like being in the comedy business and being in the entertainment and in the game, you see people have like success. And you see them change. You see them just become assholes. And it's like, why are you doing this? Like, you see them belittling people and shit, just being just dicks. And, you know, treating people anyway or jumping up, whatever they do. And then they get shocked when that shit comes back on their ass. Because you don't know how it's going to come back. You don't know. It might not necessarily be a person accusing you of rape or sodomy, but it'll come back on you in ways that you can't even predict. So all I would say is, hey, let's let it do what it do. Brother Love, can't stop, won't stop, and it's not stopping, and it doesn't look like it will stop anytime soon. And I really want to show y'all this. Boy. One day we're going to get this thing big where I have me a producer and I don't have to do all this shit. This is the rough part about this. Hold on. Let me airdrop this. I know what I could do. I can airdrop. You know what? One thing about this, y'all been watching me do this, all this shit alone. I am really growing. When I tell y'all, I am growing doing this thing. I've learned a lot. But it could be quite difficult to be the talent, the producer, and you got to put it together. But it's okay. It's okay. Well, I'm a workage, and I ain't about to be waiting on nobody to do shit for me. And take that too as advice. Don't wait for nobody to do shit. Just do the shit yourself. You know what I mean? Don't be sitting around with no group tank or no group click or motherfucker. Do it yourself. Just do it. Just do it. Fail fast and fail forward. Just do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Take that. As Puff would say, take that. I don't know what's going on. It seems as if my connection is slow or something. Damn. I mean, that thing downloading slow. Anyway, we're going to move on because, hell, I don't want to keep y'all waiting too long. Our brother Meek Mill is upset over these gay rumors. And this is all coming from the Diddy thing. There were several quite concerning pictures with Meek Mill, with him and Diddy. There was one picture where Meek and Diddy have on matching outfits. Wait a minute. Let me see. Can I do it now? Let me see. Oh, yeah. We got it now. Well, hold on. We're going to go back to that last topic because let me see. We're going to go back to that last topic. Let's go back to Diddy before we hit the Meek thing. Let me see. Here we go. I thought it popped up. Here it is. All right. This is the lady that was talking about getting shot in the face.
Hey, how you doing? So, here today about this latest lawsuit with the P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy, Sean Puffy Combs, whatever you want to call them, lawsuit that has come out involving the producer Little Rod. So basically his last two major lawsuits, the one with Cassie, she made mention that Puffy made her carry his guns into nightclubs and wherever they went. And he threatened her to make her feel like she had to do so. And while there were lots of things of importance, that stood out to me, and I'm gonna tell you why. In this lawsuit with the producer Little Rod, they were both SA'd by him and threatened and physically harmed. But in this lawsuit, he appears to be a very young producer to me. But he said something very specific. As a means of threatening him, Puffy said, "That's why I shot up the club in New York back in 1999 and let Shine take the fall for it." Let me tell you why that's of utmost importance to me. Because I am the woman who he shot in the face in that 1999, December 27th, 1999, Club New York shooting. I have told everyone ad nauseum since then, even the surgeon who did the surgery to take the bullet. I got shot in my face with a 9 millimeter hollow point bullet called a cop killer. I literally have told everyone and never changed what I said. I watched him. I got pow-powed in the face. I watched him fire the gun. I've said it all this time. even the surgeon who did my surgery to take out part of the bullet fragments that was aspirating into my lungs and try to remove as many bullet fragments as possible, testified in the criminal trial that while they were putting me under, I was screaming, "Puffy, pew pew me in the face." He testified in the criminal trial. It is in the record. They all knew he did it. Everybody knew he did it. But he paid off the club bouncer named Charisse and all these other people and the club owners with their video to hide the video. That's his MO. I told everybody that. This man almost took my life, has traumatized my life, has caused undue harm, irreparable damage to my life, lied his behind off. I've had all these youngins on the internet harassing me, swearing that I'm making it up that he did it. And look what he did to Little Rod. He threatened him. "Oh, you don't think I bust my gun? I shot up the club in Club New York and let Shine take the fall for it. I shot them people." Well, well, well. It only took 24 whole years for it to come out. You see this tattoo? This commemorates me getting shot. It took 24 years for him to come out and say it. I've been saying it all along, but y'all pick and choose who y'all want to believe. Oh, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Not only did he pew pew me in the face, he also set off a course of harassment against me for the past 24 years. When I tell you the things I went through, there was a time in 2017 and 2018 where I got 7 flats on my BMW, 7, the same tire, in a 2-year span, 7 on the same tire, and they were all new. Every time it happened, I had to get a new tire. I have the pictures to prove it. Harassing me. You want to know why? Because prior to Cassie, I was the only person to be victimized by him and then to successfully sue him and get paid. And he had to pay me out of his pocket. He has never gotten over that. Oh, baby. You see this RICO charge that's about to come? This conspiring and pew-pewing up the club and ruining or attempting to ruin my life? As God is my witness, I will not stop until you suffer every single iota of punishment, until I have every second of recompense that you took from me. For every tear that I had to cry or my children had to cry, I am going to get $1 million back from you. I will not stop until you pay the price for what you did to my life. And for all you people out there on the internet and in cyberspace and in the far reaches of my life or the perimeters or wherever, who always like, "Oh, she just saying that to get some hell." What you got to say now? What you got to say now? I had some youngins on the internet that ain't even old enough, that weren't even alive when it happened, arguing me down, cussing me out, calling me everything but a child of God. Go check Instagram. It's there. Harassing my life. Harassing me. "Oh, you lying. He ain't do that to you. You just want clout. You just chasing clout." What is that to chase clout about? How is that clout chase worthy? It doesn't even make sense. Well, I guess it would make sense in this new generation. But you better believe I will have my say. I will have my say. Hashtag having my say. Hashtag the dopest nerd ever. Hashtag Ebb Talks. Y'all ain't seen or heard nothing yet.
I'm going to say I believe every word that this young lady is saying. And I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Quit believing. Like, what happens, like, a lot of times when a person is super famous and they got a lot of influence, a lot of power, a lot of money, we tend as human beings to take the side of the person most successful. We tend to take the side of the person with the most money, with the most power. And we always go, well, why would that person do that? You know what I mean? As a person that's had to deal with somebody in the limelight, when I had my issue with the good brother Epps, which is no longer, we cool now. But, you know, when the shit happened to me, it was just like motherfuckers, they don't want to believe you. They want to kiss the ass of the motherfucker with the most money, the most power, this, that, whatever. And she made a great statement in that. I'm going to say this. She don't have to worry about getting her payback. God and the universe is going to do it. Somebody do you wrong, just say, man, listen, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for the wrath that's about to come, and it won't even be from my hands. You see what I'm saying? You can't do people wrong for all these years and not expect nothing to come back and kick you in your ass, because it's coming. Karma is real. That's why in certain countries, they understand karma, universal law. And in certain countries, oh, across the water, people never steal. They never steal and they never harm one another because they understand the wrath that is going to come on that ass. So, hey, brother love, you got a funny way of showing love, brother. And listen, I'm waiting for the brother. This is when it's all going to fall down. This is who, let me, y'all know who Diddy really need to pay? Just go on, send him a couple million. Bentley Farnsworth. Bentley Farnsworth. Let me tell you something. If Bentley Farnsworth get to talking and say something, it's really over. That will be like, bro, if people are waiting for Mr. Farnsworth to talk, they are all waiting. It's insane. I could imagine, and I know Derek, and I didn't want to ask him, like, I know, like, Derek, Mr. Farnsworth, Bentley Farnsworth, his son goes to the same school as mine, and we rap, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really want to ask him, yo. I was like, damn, I want to ask him, man, what did you see, man? You must have saw some shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm scared to ask him. It was almost like this time I did this show with Emmanuel Lewis. And we were doing this show. It was a show produced by Kim Fields. It was called Holiday Love, which is probably on Tubi or BET. I play this maintenance man on there. But I was sitting talking to Emmanuel Lewis. Emmanuel Lewis played Webster. And as I'm talking to him, I was like, man, I want to ask him about Michael Jackson and his relationship with Michael Jackson. Because you remember back in the 80s, Michael Jackson took Webster and Brooke Shields to the Grammys. And he was holding Webster like a baby, even though Webster was like 30 years old when he looked like a baby. But I just wanted to talk to him. So I did talk to him, and he said, nah, man, Mike was cool, man. We went to Disney World. We got on boats, and then Mike would cuss, and we just had a good time. So I was like, wow, that was dope, because I thought he was about to tell me something really weird and scary. But, yeah, when them chickens come home to roost, brother love, they come home. They roost. They roosting his ass right now. Now, the brother Meek Mill going at these blogs over these gay rumors, which is out of the whole Diddy thing. So Meek Mill is in the documents that this producer wrote, because I guess this producer that helped Puff do the Love album, Puff, I guess, made him do certain things and talk to him crazy, and I don't know. I guess is it a point where you just get so powerful, you just want to bend the man over? Does that happen? But is there a level, is there a pussy threshold that you hit and it's just not enough and you just can't get your rocks off? You need something more. Like, what? Like, I never want to get to that place. I will say that. But so Meek Mill was in the indictment or whatever in the report where they said, I gotta pull that up. Meek Mill, P. Diddy. I just pull that up. I guess he was in the report. And in this report, which is a government document, okay, it says that they had a romantic relationship. This is what the report says. I'm not academics anybody. I don't want no trouble. And FYI, if there is trouble, I will lawyer up and sue your ass. I won't call the police. So I'm not a street nigga. But latest Diddy sexual assault lawsuit claims he and Meek Mills had a romantic relationship. To be clear, rapper Diddy's sexual preference would be nobody's business, but he has tried to hide it and live a lie for decades. The reason for this could have been more layers. Yada, yada. Rapper was accused by Rodney Lil Jones of sexual assault in a 73 document case and evidence written by Jones. There's a specific session which the former producer specifically claims Diddy had a sexual relationship with a rapper from Philadelphia who dated Nicki Minaj. Maybe that could be a different rapper that she, maybe it was, what was the other guy name? No, he not from Philly though. Maybe she dated somebody else. That certainly narrows down the list, but people online could find out more clues. There are videos, photos, testimony that suggest Meek Mills, the rapper Jones, is talking about. And then they showing Meek in the pool. Then they let me see. I gotta see. We gotta pull these documents up. That's what I want to do. I need to pull up these documents. Meek Mill Diddy lawsuit. Let me try that. And I mean, Meek is going in. Meek has been on Twitter just going off the whole time. He's fighting not being gay, but Meek doesn't understand the more you fight these claims, the gayer it makes you seem. And I'm just reading documents. All we doing is reporting the news. Let me see. I wonder if this will hurt his album sales. And look, to all my gay people, shout out to y'all, all my gay fans, man, nothing but love. This is the thing. When you're attacked or something or accused of being gay, I think one of the things you should ask the person that's attacking you, you should say this: well, if I was gay, what would be so wrong with that? That should be the response. Not to necessarily fight back. Wow. When the fan told Meek Mill he had the right to remain silent, reply, I have the right to say I ain't gay and I'll trash anybody that plays with my manhood. I mean, he is very, very, he's very, very up in arms about this. And this shows a sign of, you know, being somewhat of a phobic, like a homophobe. It's just, this is something he can't win. You can't win this, Meek. You just can't. Since it in the lawsuit, former producer for Combs claimed hip hop told him and Stevie J had sex with an unarmed rapper. This is crazy. What the fuck is going on in hip hop? That's what I want to know. You see all these women, you know, you watch these rap videos over the years, you see all the women and they pouring the bottles and they beautiful, but then you hear these stories of these allegations and these niggas want each other. Is that why, like, you go to the club and it be 10 niggas in the section with one bottle? That looks gay to me. You know what I mean? Like, this is just really sad. But I would tell the brother Meek, hey man, you just fighting the battle, you can't lose. Let the news cycle do what it do. And just live to see another day, bro, because you talking very, very reckless, and you were just doing the things for prison reform, and you don't want to get tricked back on off the streets. That's what's going to happen. Someone's going to trick you off the streets, and they're going to celebrate it. You know what I mean? So, damn, me. It's not looking good. And I ain't even checked out his new album. I got to check that out. Let me see. Did this come through? Y'all got to see this. There was a man talking about don't drink water. Telling people not to drink water. What is that shit about? It was a man, and I have my thing, my dealings with these people and these health fanatics and some of these vegans and everybody that want y'all to, if you got AIDS, take you some sea moss. And you would think that people that have common sense to know that a lot of this shit don't work. If it worked, they would be working in the emergency room. That's all I'm saying. But we got to look at this with this brother that's literally telling people not to drink water. And they deliver it in such a way that could be dangerous. But what we're going to have to do, we have to, like, if people are stupid, you have to let them be stupid. You have to kind of let them. Like, I don't know if we should have like a dumb fund or something like that, but you gotta let people just be still. We can't save everybody because of this internet. And if people were to listen to this man and die, I mean, isn't it their fault, right? Shouldn't we just let people be dumb and just get their ass bust? Because if we lose them, they could be an example for other people of how to think, or how to use your mind and not listen to what any fool or idiot has to say. Like, there was one brother I did this video. It was one brother that says the heart is not a pump. This brother literally said the heart is not a pump. The lungs are the pump. And that the heart is, I forgot what he said the heart actually is. And I was like, well, take your heart out and let's see if your lungs continue to pump the blood. The heart is absolutely a pump. And for people to even push back, like we are in such a place now where people push back on healthcare professionals and people that have actually gone to school and done rigorous coursework and studied very, very hard in these subjects. And these people are still fight them. And I'm like, what's going on in society? I'm trying to pull this up now, but I guess it'll come through soon. But it's like, what's going on in society where you listen to these idiots? It's almost like when you go to church, you know, those churches with a pastor, he's constantly saving people. He saved, putting his hand on, healing people. People wasn't blind, could see. The person could walk. And you got all these people. And you're like, why is this nigga not working in the emergency room? Just healing, laying his hands on people. He could go from hospital bed to hospital bed, putting his holy hand out and making them jump out of the bed. That's what I would want to see. But what they do now is just insane. But let's see if this will come up. All right. It's ready now. All right. So this brother, he tells people not to drink water. I'm about to make me an imaginary system assistant. Let me see. So I need y'all to listen to this. This is insane.
I drink water. Dogs drink water. Camels drink water. four-legged beast drink water. Do you know in order to drink water scientifically, you will have to stand on all fours, you have to elongate your neck, and you have to lap the water with your tongue? Your tongue is not even long enough and it don't have the type of muscles that other mammals have to even lap that water in. In order for you to drink water, you got to close your hands together, do this. You got to do everything but what you can do naturally with it to even drink this water. You getting water in cups and glasses. You weren't born with cups, glasses, and bowls and none of that other shit. These are utensils that you make for you can assimilate other creatures, for you can start drinking these things, just like you make knives and you make forks because you don't have claws like a carnivore, and you make these knives and these forks for you can claw and rip and tear into flesh, showing you that you were not created to eat flesh. Same thing when it comes to water. See, you're supposed to eat water, you're supposed to chew water, you're not supposed to drink water. You do not.
Wait a minute. He said you're supposed to eat and chew water. This has to be an Instagram joke. This can't even be real. And when this nigga dies from dehydration, I'm not going to have any pity. Everything you drink, any liquid, there is water in there, sir. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? If you were telling people not to drink water, you should eat nothing but sand. And there's even water in sand. Everything in the world has water. Where do these people come from? Huh? This is the problem. The internet is giving everybody a voice and a microphone, including me. I'm an idiot too, to a degree. But this is crazy. This is what is disrupting society. And let me tell you something. There are 8 billion of us on the planet. There are 8 billion humans on the planet. I promise you, it's 100-some people who believe this shit. Probably 1,000. Like, yeah, you right, man. Don't drink no damn water. What? Drinking that goddamn water? You'll die. Don't drink the water, man. Never water, please. Don't drink water. You can't drink no water. This is where we at in society. And when you talk against it, people push back. There are men in barbershops. Go to a black barbershop and see, like, you got smart brothers, but you have some disillusioned brothers in there too. I was in a barbershop one time and we got into a discussion, a disagreement. And I told his brother, I say, brother, you can Google that. And he tell me, oh, you talking about Google? You gonna believe everything them white people put on Google, huh? I'm like, man, you got to be kidding me. Everything them white folk put on Google, you believe that? So I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So I guess you are the one, almighty wizard. You are the one with all knowledge and information. You are all knowing. People are crazy, man. You can't even live without your whole body is 99% water. I wish Thanos was here to snap his fingers and turn this nigga to dust. Like, it's crazy to me. People are insane. I don't get it. He don't drink water. What is wrong with people? I don't understand. Don't understand, man. Oh, we gonna keep moving along. Shout out to LeBron James. LeBron James, he did his thing the other night. But of course, you know, Mike is still my GOAT and will remain my GOAT. Got a lot of pushback on Instagram for saying that. A lot of these young boys, I don't know. Do y'all not understand? I hate to get into this Michael Jordan, LeBron debate. Michael Jordan was mythical for many, many reasons. One of the main reasons Michael Jordan was so mythical and magical. You want to hear this? Everybody in Michael Jordan's family was 5'8". His mama, daddy, brothers and sisters, everybody. For whatever odd reason, this man grew to be 6 feet, 6 inches tall. Let's start right there. I'm gonna tell you that again. Everybody in his family, he won a genetic jackpot. Right? That's number one. Then he goes, gets kicked off his high school football, basketball team, didn't make it. Then comes back killing and then dominates the league. Brings over $1 trillion of value to the NBA. Period. Period. All these brothers, from LeBron to Kobe, everybody's eating the way they're eating because of Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Make no mistake about it. You can't even compare. Like, if you talk to a boxing legend, if you talk to Mike Tyson about Muhammad Ali, if you say, Mike, do you think you could have beat Ali in his prime? Mike Tyson responds, oh no, I could never be Ali. I could never, there's nothing I could ever do to Ali. Oh my God, Muhammad, he was so great. I would just lay down just to be in his presence. It's just an honor to be in his presence. That's the honor and the love that Mike gives. That Mike Tyson gives to Muhammad. If I'm LeBron, I'm removing myself from this conversation because I'm like, yo, Mike is the greatest ever. Period. I'm just a predecessor. And that's what makes him even great. That's what will really make LeBron great. Now, LeBron is great. I'm not knocking it. But a guy like Michael Jordan is a guy that comes along every 100 or 200 years that just dominates some area and is able to give so much from their gift. You don't see these people. These people aren't real. And it seems like the more we get into this internet age, the less we're going to even see them. You know what I mean? Like, I was telling a young person the other day, I said, man, I'm so happy, you know, growing up in the 80s, man, because I got to experience, I got to see Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphy, and Mike Tyson, bro. Who is new of those people, right? We knew Michael Jackson was the biggest selling artist, hands down, across all genres, all boards, right? Probably the biggest artist right now, Taylor Swift. I mean, Beyonce right there, but Taylor's a little bit ahead of her. And I'm talking numbers. I'm not talking talent, because I don't listen to no, I don't know a Taylor Swift song. If somebody threatened my life and told me to sing a Taylor Swift song, I would die. But that does not take away from the fact that this young lady can sell out a 10 football fields. You know what I'm saying? And another big art, Bad Bunny. I don't know a Bad Bunny song. I don't know. But that doesn't take away the fact he can sell out these big. So it's just great growing up in those times, growing up in the 80s and seeing that greatness, man. But Mike J is the GOAT. And we didn't just get Michael Jordan one time. You got him twice with Kobe, because Kobe Bryant carbon copied Michael Jordan's game. Straight up. And I say this too, to be a Michael Jordan or to be a Kobe Bryant, mentally, it can't even be healthy. I don't think it's healthy to even compete at the level. I think the level of competition that Michael Jordan had was a mental sickness, bro. That shit is not even good for you. Like, he was a killer. He had to win everything. Like, bro, whose bag's coming first at the luggage department? The card game. He had to win everything, which is somewhat of a sickness. Now, overall, as a man and a human being, LeBron exceeds Michael Jordan. I think LeBron is a better father, better family man. I think LeBron, to go straight from high school and to be that young and be under that limelight and to make all that money, not have any outside children, remain with his high school sweetheart. And there have been no scandals in his career. And he's playing exceptionally well and he's been able to stay healthy. That speaks a lot. Now, a lot of times people want to push back and say, well, Michael was playing with he was playing with plumbers and they weren't as talented. Are you kidding me? Michael Jordan played in the NBA when they could hand check. Okay. When you were being grabbed, they were damn near playing basketball and wrestling at the same time. And this man was flying over these people. He was literally playing with the Monstars from Space Jams. And on top of that, they was all on cocaine. So you tell me, you imagine playing with somebody 6'10", 350 on cocaine in the NBA and you flying doing acrobatics around them. Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. So Mike is still my GOAT. It's what it is. When you look at his highlight reels, it's poetry in motion, baby. His dunks were graceful. It's just there was no flaw in his game. Now, as a person, Michael Jordan is a dickhead. Everybody knows he's a dickhead. I wouldn't want to hang out with Mike. Wouldn't even want to meet him. He's an asshole. LeBron is a much nicer guy, loving guy. But Michael Jordan is definitely an asshole. LeBron is way more solid of a man overall. So man cat overall, I'm giving overall to King James, specifically basketball, Michael Jordan. So that's my take on it. And that's where I stand. But he did have a wonderful game. He's killing at 39 years of age. I guess LeBron look like he's going to be able to play till he about 42, 43. The only thing I would say, the league will probably be in trouble because who is next? Who will be the face of the NBA after him? That will be interesting to see. So I don't know. I don't know, guys. And while we in that, Scottie Pippen is on this tour called the No Bull Tour, where he is grouped up with Horace Grant, I believe, Luke Longley, and I don't know who else is on it. Maybe Craig Hodges. But I guess the No Bull Tour is a tour in response to Michael Jordan's 30 for 30. And I think it's a little bit petty, but I understand, right? Scottie Pippen does not deserve the treatment that he's gotten. With Michael Jordan's son dating this man's ex-wife that he put 4 or 5 kids in, and they was having sex that she admitted to 6 times a day. He retired a jersey in that pussy. And delivered like one of the greatest NBA championship games alongside Michael Jordan, gave us a dynasty. Scottie doesn't deserve that treatment. So of course, as a man, he's going to be a little bit upset. But I think that the No Bull Tour is actually bullshit. They should call it the Bullshit Tour, because that the No Bull Tour is the equivalent of the Jackson brothers going out to shit on Michael. Like, that would be the equivalent of this tour. Like, the Michael Jackson movie comes out, and then Jermaine, Tito, and Marlon, they want to get together to tell their side of the story and how Michael wasn't shit. Like, no, bro. Like, there is no Jackson 5 without Michael Jackson. Y'all are just in Gary, okay? If Michael Jackson was not born, y'all would have been steel mill workers. Trust me. Y'all would have 4 or 5 kids. That them Jackson boys, they crazy over there. Y'all would have 4 or 5 kids. Y'all end up being mechanics or some shit. No. So it's the same thing with this Michael Jordan. There's no, Scotty has no rings without Mike. And I'm not going to say that Mike has rings without Scotty, but he probably would have. I believe he still would have won because he made Scotty better. So that's my take on that. And I think this is it, guys. We went through this today. Listen, man, I'm going to be at Arlington Draft House tomorrow. I need y'all to pull up for real. Like, for real. I really need y'all to pull up. I'm going to be there all weekend. I got 5 big shows. And also, if you're in Denver, Colorado, pull up. Pull up Denver, Colorado. I'm going to be at the Denver Improv. And this will be the end of this show. You guys got any questions for me before I log off? Let me get some shout outs here. Christopher, Eddie, Mike Donaldson, thanks for checking in. Tomorrow is Thursday. No, tomorrow, Friday. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm going to do another show in Atlanta soon. I got to call and get my date and start pushing that shit. But no, y'all pull up on me, man. We're going to have a good, good time. Terry Gamble, y'all see this? Look at it, look at it, look at it, look at that, look at it. Are you related to Judge Mathis? No, I'm not related to Judge Mathis. Well, I'm not. I hear this all the time. You a crackhead, son? Huh? You a crackhead? You on crack? No, I'm not. Diedrich, whatever Charlotte called me, I'm on the way, man. I just go with a buddy, show up, man. I'm going to be in the East Coast. I'm going to be in Arlington, Virginia, Angela. I'll be at Arlington, Virginia next week. No, this weekend. I'm sorry. This weekend. South Haven, Connecticut. I don't know when I'm coming there. But guys, this has been dope. Did y'all have a good time? Y'all enjoyed the show? I hope y'all did. Well, let me get out of here. My name is LeVar Walker. And wait a minute, what we got? Got somebody else? What's up north? I was in New York last weekend at the Comedy Cellar. Good. I'm glad y'all enjoyed the show. Minnesota. I'm sure it's gonna come, man. I just got to keep chugging along, build this demand up. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in this evening. This has been another episode of the LeVar Walker Show. And I'm going to see you guys. I had that music in the background, too. Did y'all hear? Y'all didn't even hear it. It was just playing very subtly. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. I see y'all when I see y'all.